Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to get on here and talk about one of my favorite topics, modesty, yes. But don't worry, I'm not going to upset all you ladies today. I'm going to talk about a subject that some of you don't realize I talk about often, and that's modesty for men. Somebody replied to my recent modesty videos, where in those videos I spoke about men and women being responsible. And in just about all my modesty videos, I speak about modesty being an issue of the heart, not only an issue of dress. See, how you dress is the outward appearance of of what's inside you and what's in your heart. So if you're dressing in a modest way and you're drawing attention to yourself, it's creating an issue. And this is immodest. This is an immodest heart. And so modesty is a heart issue. I've been saying this for years and I teach this for years. Somebody recently sent me a video and said, how come all you do is speak about women and how they should dress? Why don't men take responsibility of their eyes and control their lust? And I will not back down from the stance that ladies, I know many of you have the purest motives. Not all of you. Some of you do have a Jezebel spirit. But many of you, especially the sisters of Yeshua, many of you have, or sisters in Yeshua, many of you have the purest motives when you go out of your house. But the motive of your heart does not cancel out your appearance. You got that? You understand that? That's why it's so important that you really diligently seek our Creator. And it's not about just dressing a certain way so you're not causing a brother to stumble. It's, again, a heart issue, modesty of the heart. You should cover up, especially if you're married. The only person that should be seeing your body in your flesh and your body parts in certain shapes of your body is your spouse. But even if you're not married, it's still the responsibility of you to keep covered up, because your spouse is out there one day and you're parents are your covering. And if you want to be covered, you got to follow Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. And he says cover up. But yes, men, that I don't think there's a double standard. I never said there was a double standard. Why don't I talk about men not wearing pants? Because pants weren't around back then. And all these other issues. I clearly explain in my videos how men are built and how women are built. And women attract a lot more attention when they show the shape of their body than most men. Now, some of you ladies in your defense said, well, if a man has a six-pack and he's wearing a tight t-shirt, that might turn you on. Well, can you imagine if every man you see has a six-pack and they're walking around in tight shirts? There aren't too many men in that situation. And you don't have to just hide yourself all day long, because everywhere you turn there's billboards and there's men dressed like that. So hopefully you can understand the struggle that many men go through with the way women dress in today's society. But men, we do have a responsibility. We have several responsibilities. Especially if we're married, we owe it to our spouse to only have eyes for her. But even if we're not married, we owe it to Yahweh to only have eyes for what He wants and what's holy and pure. And it's easier said than done in today's world. But remember, the enemy is out there roaring like a lion, trying to devour us and attack us. And in my lecture and my lectures about modesty, I always take a break to warn people about that. And the scripture in Proverbs, where it spoke about do not walk by in the house of an immoral woman, or she'll stand there looking a certain way on the corner of the street and try to entice men to come in while her husband is away. Many women do not have impure motives, but many do in the society we live in today. So men, you really need to be careful. And the weakest part of a man, believe it or not, is his eyes. You see, women don't understand this, and some men don't get this concept, but you know, your eyes are not like a camera where you could take a picture and once the picture's printed or out and erased from the memory, it's gone there's no more picture there. No. The way men are built, if they see something particular, it's not so easy for them to just erase that image from their mind. I'm not saying if that's a good or bad thing. I'm just saying that's just the way it is. And it's a challenge and it's a struggle. So if the only woman a man sees naked is his wife, it's going to be much easier to get along in life and your relationship if that's the way it was. Whereas if you see women all day long naked and revealing the shape of their body, and I do believe nakedness, according to the scriptures, revealing the shape of your body. But if not even naked, women in bikinis. And yes, pants were designed to show the shape of the body. The designers knew what they were doing. And it's not a evil thing, but it's natural for a man's eyes to go toward certain parts of a woman's body if she's wearing a shirt, showing cleavage. It's a challenge. And you don't have to do it just because that's the way we're built. You could fight and pray and not do it. And you can do it without having lustful thoughts. You know, a woman could be dressed immodest or immoral. You can look at her without having immodest thoughts. It's possible. I'm not saying every man looks at a woman and lusts at her. But what I am saying is it gets in the memory. It gets in the mind. It's a fight and a battle not to take a second look sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't mean you're going to lust. It doesn't mean you do anything wrong or evil. And, you know, I think we need to go to the extreme, to the extreme. I try to wear a hat if I ever go somewhere where I know it's bad, especially like a beach or somewhere. I try to wear a hat so I could look down. You know, we got to do our best. It's not about being perfect. It's about doing your best. And men, we do have to take responsibility. And yes, we cannot blame the way women are brought up and trained and taught that they have to compete with other women, or for whatever other reason they dress the way they dress. For whatever reason they do, whatever their motives are, whatever the motives aren't. Well, we can't use that as an excuse for our sin. And we need to step up and be leaders. And it's easier said than done. And I wish women understood this a little bit more, but I understand that they don't, just like men don't understand women in certain particular areas in life. But getting defensive is not going to help anyone. You know, explaining and discussion is fine, and it's just what I see is, you know, people seeing one of my titles, and so be it. I might have a title that's a little enticing to try to get people to watch the video. And some people will just comment on the title without even seeing the video or seeing what I say. But every video I talk about, when I talk about modesty, I often talk about men. And I set an example for men. For quite often, and you can look at my videos that I've done. I have over 4,000 videos on the internet. I do wear tunics, and I do try to wear long shirts to cover my midriff. And I think it's men should do that. I think men should dress up in a way that is going to set them apart from the average man of this world. I could tell you many stories of me being in biblical conferences and rebuking other men for wearing tight jeans or shorts, where when you're sitting down, you can see them exposing themselves, not on purpose, by accident, or if they're wearing really tight pants, exposing themselves in a way that's not meant to be exposed, or just showing themselves off, you know. And definitely walking around in a tank top or wearing tight shirts, this isn't modest. This, and I'm not saying men do this with a evil intent either, but we do need to set examples and be leaders, and I'm glad to do so. You know, we gotta figure these things out. We gotta figure it out, and yeah. So you know, for me, when I was married, I went to the extreme, and I still go to the extreme. And I don't recommend or suggest or ask people to do this. But Yahweh put a conviction on my heart when I was married, not only not to look at other women, but not even to touch another woman. Or let another woman touch me. Now take it, if a woman fell on the floor and needed to be picked up and put in an ambulance, I'd be the first one to help out. But hugging women, hello and goodbye, and all this, you know, even in an innocent way, I don't want to take a chance and open that gate, open that door. And I have testimonials about that on my website, about not even touching other women. If you've seen my my stuff. So when I was married, the only woman I touched when I was married was my wife and my daughters. That's it. And there's a great book I read by Rabbi Morris Friedman, I think his name was, said, "We Don't Blush Anymore." And because men and women get so used to just hugging and touching and conversating and doing certain things that it doesn't even become special to them when they find that special person of the opposite sex, because they're just so used to doing that all day long. And I think it is something that should be reserved to one special person. And I think this is a big problem in our society. And even the conversations people have, when you're having a conversation, men with women, especially an attractive woman, you know, you want to be careful. Don't glaze into a woman's eyes, and don't do that. Don't do that. It's a trick of the enemy, and it's not being rude. You know, women put out their hands to shake my hand sometimes. I said, no, thank you. I'm not. And it was, now it's a little easier with COVID. I could say no, thank you, and they understand a little bit more. But before, I'd be like, no, thank you. I just say hello and so on. And I'm not hugging women or so on. And so I've been talking about men and this issue for a very long time. And I understand and I appreciate sisters out there that are careful to know that men need to take responsibility also, because we do. But again, I say this, ladies, the motive of your heart does not cancel out your appearance. So please be thoughtful when you go outside, and not just about what men are thinking, just, you know, consider about covering up, you know, consider covering up and, you know, and let men see you for who you really are and not for how you look. Okay, you know, because a lot of men, their minds do go in certain areas when a woman is dressed a certain way. And I don't necessarily mean from a sexual standpoint, but naturally, it's just men might just think less of a woman from a intelligence standpoint if she's dressed a certain way. You know, the way we dress for Yahweh is just, it's a uniform we put on when we dress modest. And yes, there is no definition in the Bible of well, this is modest or that's not modest. Yahweh set a great example by, he said, he showed us in scriptures, cover up the shape of your bodies, don't reveal your nakedness. I believe Yahweh gave us scriptures with the tunics that he gave Adam and Eve. The leaves weren't good enough, the little leaves they made. They wanted tunics. And he also told the priests that were going up the steps to wear some shorts under your tunic, so you would never expose your nakedness and it would never be seen. He gave so many examples in the scriptures of a modest woman, how she should carry herself when it comes to jewelry and when it comes to even makeup. When you look about Jezebel and how she did certain things, you know, and then you look at the idea of makeup or the thought of makeup and just those words, makeup, right? But yes, things like high heels, which I talk about a lot when I speak about modesty and stuff, and even pants. Men weren't the first women. Well, men wore makeup and pants before women did. Okay? I know the history of these things, but I also know how the enemy uses these things and how high heels put women's bodies in a shape that's quite provocative. And also makeup will just completely, you know, women can wear makeup in a modest way, but a lot of women, they wear so much makeup, you know, they look like a completely different person when they take it off, you know. So we just have to think about what we're doing when we do it, and we're here to help each other, you know. And you know, this is an important topic though, so I'm thankful for those of you that not just agree with me, but those of you that disagreed with me, because we have to grow and we have to learn. But I do think either I was misunderstood or some women misheard me, thinking all I speak about is women and how they dress, because I certainly speak to and set an example for men how to dress. And not every man's happy with that, you know. Even when I go to a gym, I wear a long-sleeve shirt, you know, and I had to grow. I used to wear tank tops in a gym. Now I wear a long-sleeve shirt, you know. And how could you work out in a long-sleeve shirt? And, you know, there's a Muslim woman I used to see in the gym, and you know, all these women were in their tight clothes and in their spandex and all this stuff. And I used to see a Muslim woman in there, a woman in there, and she used to dress with a, working out literally with a head covering and a very modest attire, you know. And I spoke to her a couple of times, and you know, and it was a chance for me to witness to her actually, but You know, it can be done. It can be done. You know, and it's easy to make excuses. Men and women make excuses for not doing things they want to do. But if you truly want to, your outer appearance to be modest. You know, everything's a challenge when we make a change, but you can do it. And some women, if you don't want to do it, then that's the first sign of failure. You're not going to do it. But if you want to do it, if you think you should do it, don't let the enemy fill your head with excuses that's going to make you stop doing from what you think you should be doing. Some women said that they have issues believing that they could stay warm in the wintertime with only skirts. Well, you could wear pants under skirts, and other women said that they stay warm, and some women said it's too hard to do certain activities in skirts. Well, other women said that they've done for thousands of years, and they still do with activities in skirts. My point is, where there's a will, there's a way, and that goes for you men as well. I do recommend men not touch women. I think it's a great enhancement, especially you'll see in your relationships. There's just more to it than just the visual appearance of touching women. This is why one of the things of Nida, where man wasn't supposed to touch a woman when she was on her cycle. Well, I think there's more to it than just the physical appearance. I think touch has a lot to do. So shaking women's hands or even women shaking men's hands, I think we'd be all much better off. And there's no scripture that says not to do this or to do this. So don't take my words out of context. But I do believe from experience of living this way, we'd be much better off if women didn't touch men and men didn't touch women. I don't think there's, innocence in all this physical touching that's taking place so much today. And just same thing with wearing less and less and less. I think the enemy subtly is making men and women on a downward spiral think about this when it comes to modesty. I think people are, they're not modest anymore. And it's easy to fall out of this, You know, as a man, I think we should have beards. They don't have to be long and big and sloppy, but I think we should have beards. But some men don't think that. You know, some men want clean shaving faces, you know. And so if I talk about a beard and how important and great it is to have one, and man said, well, you know, that's your opinion. Why don't you talk about blah, 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 and this, why are you picking on us men? You know, or if a woman gets offensive. If you're getting defensive at what I'm saying, I think it's not a bad thing. I think you're being stirred up to discuss this or talk about this. Like I said, if everyone agreed with everything I had to say, there wouldn't be a need for me to say it. You know, and I'm not saying you should listen to people that you disagree with all the time, but I'm saying you should listen to everybody. Take it into consideration. The Bible says test everything. Test everything. So I know that I do my best to cover up as a man. I think men need to be responsible and cover up. And I do think women need to understand the importance of the designers and how they design clothes to make women show off their body. And I think pants are designed to show off the shape of a woman's body. I think men look at women different when women are dressed covered up. And you could be modest and absolutely beautiful and gorgeous. You know, you can do that. And, you know, look at my other modesty videos and see that, you know. And so I talk about a lot of things when it comes to modesty. And women that don't agree with me sometimes get offended or hurt or upset or mad or whatever. That's a natural reaction. That's fine. I'm not upset at any of you for that. But I just wanted to make this video for the person that said, well, here's a man that teaches about modesty. Why don't you learn something from him? Somebody sent me that this morning, and I went and I looked at it. And the guy said like 99% of what I say in my videos. And I don't know if that lady's watching my videos or not, because why would she think I'm not saying the same thing? I thought it was wonderful. So men, take responsibility. Do your best to know where you're going. And when you're going out, do your best to avoid certain situations. And yes, it's let me tell you one story I heard about this rabbi once. He used to walk around Jerusalem today, or was it Jerusalem or one of the cities in Israel, with sunglasses that he painted, and he literally walked around as a blind man. Now, this was a secondhand story, not a firsthand story, but he would walk around literally like a blind man. He would wear sunglasses that were painted. And somebody said, you know, if you keep doing that, you know, eventually you're going to lose your eyesight. Your eyes are to see. And the guy said, you know, I understand the weakness of the power of vision and the weakness, and I'd much rather lose my eyesight than lose my soul. And it always had a big impact on me. I have a CD, if I could find it, and you still have a CD player, and you want it, maybe I should make a video about it or consider sending it to people. But it's called Holy Eyes. Holy Eyes. Absolutely a wonderful CD that I think people should listen to. Holy Eyes.
Thank you for listening to this important topic that I believe is not given enough attention to today, and I believe the enemy is using not just modesty for men, but also modesty for women. Both sides of this have been greatly downgraded as time goes on, as the church and the people of the church are looking more like people of the world today. And this is opening up the door to the enemy to get into people's minds and to control people. You know, when we look at a vision on the television, it's telling us a vision. And there's something called TV programming. And TV programming does exactly that. It programs people. This is what advertisers spend a lot of money on and their whole careers on, in convincing people and persuading people through the stimulation of visions and also through the ideas or fantasies from these visions. So this television that's making people do things they would never do under normal circumstances, but because the advertisers have been trained to know the neurolinguistic programming of the mind and completely change what the person would normally do. And this is what the enemy is doing when we allow ourselves to be viewed in a way we shouldn't be viewed, according to the scriptures and the instructions of our Creator. And the enemy is changing us around today and making it seem like it's harassment or it's discrimination to tell somebody to cover up or even suggest somebody should cover up or to say somebody is inappropriate. Today there's many topics about the transgender movement. There's many discussions in the church today about men dressing like women and vice versa and so on, and that's considered inappropriate. But where are the discussions about modesty being inappropriate? Where are the discussions about what we should cover up and what we should not cover up? And it's very interesting that at the cultures around the world, where Judaism and Islam, and you could even say some Indian cultures around the world, where they still have high values for modesty, and you look at the divorce rate in those cultures, are very low compared to the Christian culture today and the way it's going with that. So there's something to be said about this important outcome. And I do believe the modesty standards have a tremendous part of it. Remember, folks, the enemy knows how to get to us. The enemy knows how to how we think. And that's what he's going to mess with, our thinking. And we need to get to the scriptures and stay involved in the instructions of our Creator. Not just putting our responsibility off to somebody else and blaming other people. We saw the problem and how Yahweh didn't like when we blamed other people in the scriptures from the beginning with Adam and Eve. We need to take responsibility for our own actions and our own self. But at the same time, the scriptures tell us not to cause another brother to stumble or another sister to stumble. And to be truthful and not to lie and manipulate. And this is what people are doing. This is what women are doing when they wear makeup. They're manipulating. They're manipulating the men. They're manipulating the world. And this is what not just women, but men are doing as well today when they're not taking responsibility to be a leader. And they're leading people astray. And they're making eyes wander and so on. So it's time that we all started to take responsibility and understand the outcome and the consequences of not following the instructions of our Creator. And remember this as well. All scripture is profitable for man, but it's not just taking it word for word. There's a principle to every scripture, and that's the difference between the Bible just being words on a piece of paper or something that comes to life. We understand it's speaking to us. It's not just words. Between every sentence of the scripture, between every word of scripture is a principle. And that's what our Creator wants us to see. And this is one of the reasons why Yeshua had to teach in parables. And he says to many people, they won't get it. They won't understand it. But those that have eyes to see and ears to hear will get it. And I know most people aren't getting or understanding this modesty message, but I pray that people do wake up and they get it, because it's so imperative that people come to understand the truth about this topic. And forget about the peer pressure of the world that says, you look different, you look odd. No. Take that as a compliment, because I don't want to look like the average person. I'm called set apart for a reason, and that's what holy means. And it's just a really wonderful feeling when somebody looks at you and they know that you're not of this world. They look at you and they know there's something different about you. Thank you very much. Ladies out there, if you're listening to this right now, and men stare at you and men look at you and you catch them glancing over at you, think about how you're dressing. Think about what you're doing. And instead of taking pride that all these men would look at you, start taking shame in your nakedness. And yes, revealing the shape of your body according to scripture is nakedness. It's not just not having clothes on. And men, think about your eyes that wander. Think about your eyes that wander and think about Peter as he was walking on water when his eyes came off Yeshua and he started to sink. And think about how Yahweh wants us to stay focused on Yeshua and not get distracted. And how the enemy would bring an immodest woman in our view sight to get us distracted and get our minds off Yeshua or off our wives or off our significant others, and bring our minds to places that only the enemy wants their minds to go. Let's consider these things, and let's be responsible. Men and women need to step up when it comes to this topic of modesty. There's more messages and videos on my website when it comes to this topic. A lot of people aren't talking about this. A lot of people get turned off by this topic, but as I said, I believe it needs to be spoken about. So please check out those videos on my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or the YouTube page by the same title. Thank you for listening today, and I just pray that we all could just do better and better to come closer and closer to Yeshua each day. Remember what he says, to look at a woman with lust is sin, not even to just act on it. There's a big power in the power of vision and what we see, and the enemy knows that. So let's not please the enemy. And let's please Yahweh. Have a blessed day out there, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus, move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now, I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises, I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see, it's you in exchange for me. Even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I want to say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I wanna cling to you, Jesus. Ooh, hanging on your edge.